President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Great to have you with us wherever you are listening. It is the Video Game Review. This is the only show on nationally syndicated radio that talks about video games. I know I'm on all these sports talk networks, but we are also on to cover all video games. It's not just sports. And I've been playing video games since Pong. Yeah, I'm a little bit old. So let's get into it. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. 1-800-878-7529. We'll get you in and get you heard wherever you might happen to be listening. Coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. That's 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea. Also on Sirius XM 211 in progress. We can get you that way as well. Hello to all my truckers out there. Watch out for that white line fever. Also, CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, and your cable provider in 35 million homes. The TuneIn radio app, the iHeartRadio app, and streaming through sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. Any emails, Rick at sportsbyline.com. We'll use that to give away the game. We have an interview coming up at 40 after, so we're going to move up the game giveaway to 25 after the hour this week. And also, if you'd like to listen to us on SBNationLive.com, that's another way of getting to the program as well. So I'll let you know the new releases, what's new this week, and usually Tuesday releases as we get to a very spooky Halloween Tuesday release. So 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call, 1-800-878-7529. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back. I'm a video gamer.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. And audio isn't the best, but you know what? It's live radio, baby, and the show must go on. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game. Also, I'll let you know the cheat codes, because we do have an interview that we want to bring to you at 40 after the hour this week. But the lines are available right now at 1-800-878-PLAY. I saw an interesting, and these little lists, as with anything, can be very subjective and objective, and they just create a lot of rage. The other day on my sports talk show, I interviewed the sports writer and Hall of Fame voter, Mike Sando. He came up with this new book with his fellow writers over at The Athletic, and it's called The Football 100. And, how does Lester Hayes and Dave Casper not make the list and these other schmucks do it? Well, this is a video game review, and thegamer.com came up with the 10 most horrifying moments in video game horror game history. And just really a lot of jump scares and such things. And with Halloween coming up on Tuesday, It's timely, and I was just looking at some of them. One of them, he's got the zombie dog jumping through the window in Resident Evil, and I do remember that. That was in the old Spencer Mansion. And then there's a lot of games that employ these elements. One of the most terrifying implementations of the meta sequences comes from Eternal Darkness, Sanity's Requiem. Do you remember that? It's a very clever form of a sanity meter. and it's kind of a cruel trick. The game will fake a crash and even pretend to delete all your saved files. That is a different type of scare. You might remember Fear, F-E-A-R. That was from Monolith Productions. And I think it's often forgotten in the realm of horror video games when you think about Dead Space and Resident Evil. But F-E-A-R, there were a lot of shocks and scares. And probably the most notable one was back in 2005. You were playing as the protagonist, Point Man, and you climb a ladder and you're confronted with this ghostly child named Alma lingering at the top and hitting you with the psychic power. And it's, you know, it's all kind of like Kubrick-esque, like when Danny on his big wheel turns the corner, play with us forever. They also have Enter Amnesia, The Dark Descent. You remember that one? And the Kerenk, that's right, the Kerenk is one of the horrific creatures that you run into, and it's invisible to the naked eye, and the only way to keep an eye on it is the ripples in the water as you see it walking towards you. Now, when I think about jump scares that I had organically, like, oh, get ready for this, or it's on the list, or some friend telling you about it, the original BioShock, I remember, because this is what went into the water, it was like ankle deep in water. I went into a room, and you could see around the corner, it was like a guy in a dentist chair. I mean, you couldn't see around the corner. You could see the shadows because the lights were off in the room. You were in ankle deep in water, and I went around, and you could see in the shadow someone in a dentist chair, and then you see like this chainsaw right in his head and hearing screams, and then all the lights go out, and then you hear running, splashing in the water coming towards you. And I can tell you that gave me a chill down my spine. But, yeah, I mean, Dead Space is one of the best horror games ever, and as expected, it had more than one frightening sequence. And probably the trademark necromorphs in the original Dead Space is the one that's ingrained in your mind. And just disgusting, barf-filled, horrifying, whatever. But yeah, to me, the dentist in BioShock, that was the one that got me. But Alien Isolation, encountering the xenomorph, and, you know, everybody has their own kind of separate experience on how often the xenomorph does get you, but everyone will have the same first encounter there. The imposing xenomorph will crawl from the vent and then land right in front of you, and then the light hits it, and it's pretty visceral, let's just say that. The Pyramid Head's arrival, Silent Hill 2, if you regard like iconic horror villains, movies usually dominate the conversation, but when you think of Freddy Krueger and Jason Voorhees and Michael Myers, you have to remember the Pyramid Head, hellish Pyramid Head with the big old sword. And on paper, it's not scary. What his head is a pyramid? Yeah, how is that scary? But it is hella scary, blood-curdling and silent here. Hill 2, and the horrific act that he's committing, it will definitely stick with you. Now, this is one that I thought was weird on the list, was the game from Team Salvado, Doki Doki Literature Club. This is very anime-looking, and it's a high school dating sim, but the narrative gradually pivots into a ghastly blend of four-wall-breaking, spine-chilling sequences, and as the story becomes twisted, Yuri will ask you to hear her confession. Whether you say yes or no, she suddenly commits suicide, and then you have to look at her corpse. I know. But the other one, PT, it's hard to believe it's almost 10 years ago, but PT was short for Playable Trailer, and it was supposed to be another entry into the Silent Hill series, but Konami canceled it. And it's hard for me to think of even 1 minute that PT didn't have me on the edge of my seat. But when Lisa finally appeared in a truly alarming jump scare there, she makes her mark. And I just remember finally not figuring out how to get out of this playable trailer, which was really scary, really, really scary. It was something so perversely obscene as far as trying to figure out how to do it. And it's like, listen, when the clock strikes 12, you have to open and close this door 3 times, then you have to walk backwards 5 steps, then you have to wait and don't do anything for 20 seconds, and then you have to run forward. I'm like, how would anybody ever figure that out? How do you do that? But to the game in and of itself was a game, despite the fact that it was called a playable trailer. It was a game in and of itself. But I don't know, if you have one of yours that you'd like to throw in, to me, once again, the BioShock dentist chair is the one that takes the cake. But like, just like in movies, sometimes the jump scares are like, right now, even in Call of Duty, like season 6, when you go into like the haunting and you'll see like what some of the upgrades it'll have this thing like go blah, and then it says turn scares on or off, and I'm like, I guess I'll leave them on, right? If you guys went to the trouble of making these things and try and scare me, I can at least leave them on. All right, when we come back, I'm going to give away a brand new game, and we're also going to get to the new releases this week as well. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm your host, Rick Tittle. Coming up in the next segment, we will have an interview with the Ninja Kids, and it's a family affair. We'll have the dad and one of the Ninja Kids himself. That's coming up next. But let's get to the game I'm giving away. The way you win it is by emailing me, rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. And the second correct answer wins. The game is called Strategic Mind, Spirit of Liberty. This is on the PS4 and the PS5, the PC, the Xbox One, and the Xbox Series X and S. I have it here for the Xbox Series X. And the blurb is, Strategic Mind, Spirit of Liberty is a history-driven, turn-based strategy set in World War II. Lead the scarce Finnish forces through the Winter War, Continuation War, and Lapland War. This is developed and published by Starny Games and Clawbotter. And this is one of these traditional, like, Avalon Hill hexagonal-type games with some very good graphics to go with it. My question is Finland north of the equator or south? Are you serious, Rick? I'm serious, and I'm telling you somebody will choke and get it wrong. Is Finland north or south of the equator? Let me know. rick@sportsbyline.com, sportsbyline.com. And you will win for the Xbox Series X from Starting Games on Clawbotter, Strategic Mind, Spirit of Liberty. And it looks pretty fun. It really does. I was checking it out. All right, before we get to the new releases, Sony this week has attempted to justify its decision to raise PlayStation Plus prices by up to 35%. And I know that because I just had to re-up myself. And when you think about the services Essential, Extra, and Premium, I have no use for the latter two. I just get Essential. That's all I need. But the if you think about, look, this is just the same thing with HBO Max or Hulu or Fubo, Netflix, whatever you have. And Sony Interactive Entertainment Senior Vice President and Head of Global Marketing, Eric Lempel, he was asked by Barron's to explain the price hikes. He said, quote, "We want to make PlayStation Plus great. With our reboot last year introducing the tier system, a lot of customers have recognized that there's a lot of value in PlayStation 5. Like practically everything else in the world, we have to look at our pricing. We have to adjust to market conditions. I'm happy to say, unlike a lot of other subscription services out there, we haven't touched the PlayStation Plus pricing for 85% of the world in many years. So this was the first time we did something there." Now, Microsoft also raised prices for its subscription service Game Pass in July, although they're relatively small. The monthly price of a Game Pass console subscription went from $9.99 to $10.99, and the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate price went from $14.99 to $16.99 per month. So Lempel was asked for his thoughts on Game Pass and Microsoft's strategy of adding first-party titles to the service at release, which Sony doesn't do with PlayStation Plus. He said it comes down to what you're going to get in the service in terms of the type of game and the quality of games. I can't comment on what the competition is doing, but with us, We feel like we're offering a great curated catalog of games, as well as other features and services of PlayStation Plus. Also, we give you the options with the three tiers to engage as much or as little as you want, depending on what you'd like to do. And he concludes, it's a very different offering, but it's one that resonated with consumers. Since we introduced the tiers, we've seen a third of the Plus user base opt for the upper two tiers, which was more than we had expected. Well, I can tell you that it was kind of shocking to see that it was over $70. And I was like, what? And he was like, what? And then I was like, what? Yeah. The other thing is, too, as long as it took me to get a PS5, I was wondering the other day, like, can you get a PS5 on Amazon these days? They're selling used ones for $500. Like, is it still that way? I don't even want to laugh because it's kind of sad that it's still that way. Also, another thing to mention, today, 20 years ago, an ambitious video game made up of a team of 27 people that was basically an answer for Medal of Honor, the game that tried to be like Saving Private Ryan, the first-person shooter. We had our first Call of Duty. And if you think about Modern Warfare 2, pulled in more than $1 billion in revenue in 10 days, with more than 425 million copies sold in 20 years, Call of Duty is the fourth best-selling game franchise in history. Number one is Mario. Number two is Tetris. Number three is Pokemon. And since 2009, a Call of Duty game has been the best-selling game of almost every year. And we are going to be having Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. It's going to be releasing in a couple weeks. And that will be the first title from Activision Blizzard under their new owners, Microsoft. Remember, they garnered them for $69 billion and more than a year of legal battles in court. And, you know, PlayStation executives fought to keep the franchise on their platform and, at least $1 billion in sales. So, 20 years ago today, Call of Duty came out. And Call of Duty 2 was the entire reason I bought an Xbox 360. I was thinking it's too much. I can't afford it. And then I saw Xbox 360, Call of Duty 2, and I'm like, I have to own that game. I have to take it home. She must be mine. All right. Let's talk about what's coming out this week. These are all Halloween release dates. We have the Atari Game Station Pro. It's a plug-and-play device, and it's the 2600, the 5200, 7800, all in a single platform with 200 games in it. Yeah, this is pretty cool. This is especially for people my age who have nostalgic looks back at that. Headbangers Rhythm Royale is on all the big boy systems. That's the PC, the Switch, both Xboxes, both PlayStation. Jusant is for the 5, the PC, and the X and the S. Little Goody Two Shoes. This is the PC, Switch, X and S, and PS5. Silent Hill Ascension. This is for your PC and your phones, Apple and Android. The Foglands. The Foglands is for the 5 and the PC. The Forest Cathedral is PS5. You Will Die Here Tonight. That's a good one for Halloween. That's a PC game there to make sure to keep the kids feeling safe at home. Love that. But as we go into the next month as well, we're going to have a lot more. Back to the Dawn, which almost looks like a Star Fox game to me. That's on the PC. Bratz Flaunt Your Fashion Complete Edition for the Switch. EA Sports WRC. This is a dirt road racing game. PC, PS5, Xbox, X and S. Ebenezer and the Invisible World. This is for all the big boy systems. Jumanji Wild Adventures. This is on all the systems as well. And it's got a cartoony Dwayne Johnson and Jack Black. Microsoft Flight Simulator Dune Expansion. That's pretty cool for the PC and the Xbox S and S to play those ships that you saw in Dune. One Night Burlesque, PC and Switch. Quantum Error. This is for the PS5. Stranger Z. This is for the PC. And The Silent Swan. Also have, that's for the PC and the 5. Warcraft Rumble, this is for your phone. WarioWare Move It is on the Switch, obviously. It says, get ready for more micro game mayhem in the latest WarioWare game. Hold a set of Joy-Con controllers, then move your body to take on a flurry of more than 200 lightning fast mini games. Imagine that. Yeah, let's put 200 mini games in this. All original? Yeah, all original. Sounds good. All right, coming up next, we'll have the interview with the Ninja Kids. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Violin.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE at prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Shane Myler. He is a stuntman, and he also is the father of the Ninja Kids, and there's a brand new video game, Ninja Kids Time Masters, for PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo Switch, and PC as well. Shane, welcome to the program. First of all, tell us a little bit about your background, because we hear stuntman, that's always a very romantic term, but it also, I think, of a lot of, like, you know, Evel Knievel, broken bones and stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm on the level of Evel Knievel. It was something I was always interested in, and really my background is in martial arts. I've been doing that since I started Taekwondo at 9 years old and took over my instructor's school in my early 20s and then moved into various styles of martial arts, performance styles and MMA and jiu-jitsu and kickboxing. So lots of different styles. And I've owned a martial arts school for, let's see, since 1999, so 24 years now.
So tell people...
So basically the stuntman stuff is that I love martial arts movies and doing martial arts choreography and fight scenes. So just that ended up on my bio, my, what is it? That's probably where you found it, is online somewhere, the IMDb. I don't know who puts those things together, but I was listed in some movies and things that I did stunt choreography for, and so that's how that ended up there.
So the Ninja Kids, your kids, Brighton, Ashton, Paxton, Peyton, they all are also, they started off in gymnastics, is that right?
Well, kind of. We started them in tumbling when they were really young, 2-3 years old, and they also grew up in my martial arts studio. So they all started martial arts at about 2 to 3 years old as well, and they were all black belts between the ages of 8 and 10 years old when they earned their first degree black belt. So, yeah, that's how we got started with that. And in fact, my oldest son, when he was a baby, we actually lived in our martial arts studio. So we got a membership at Gold's Gym so that we could take showers, because we did not have a shower facility in our gym.
I like that you didn't call it the dojo. You're just like, yeah. We're at the gym. For you, though.
We call it that sometimes, but yeah, that's a Japanese term for school. But
okay. For you,
it sounds cool.
It does sound cool, dojo. Martial arts for you, I know it was almost like a life-saving thing for you. And then you think black belt, and then eighth degree black belt. Is a degree because you're learning new stuff? Or are you renewing it? How does that work when you go eighth degree black belt?
That's actually a great question, because unlike a lot of things like to be a doctor, for example, there's a board or a licensing program you have to go through that's licensed by the government. That doesn't exist with martial arts. So it's completely independent upon each organization, how they want to do it. Somebody could self-assign them a degree. So just having a lot of degrees isn't necessarily an impressive thing. It depends on where you're getting that degree from. And in my system, I joined Ernie Reyes in 2006, and he is really a living legend in martial arts. He's, 76 years old now? And he trains every single day of his life. And he has connections with all the top martial artists of every style in the world. And he learns their systems and then makes it so that families can learn it in martial arts studios. And so my system is basically I learn his system and I test under him through those degrees. So he has a very, very high standard of black belt. We have a mastery test every 4 years. There's one coming up next year. And if you're ready and you've learned the curriculum, then you can participate in this insane test. And that's a story for another day. But life-changing, week-long event that will test you to your extreme limits if you've worked your butt to prepare. If you aren't prepared, then you're not even going to make it.
Couple more questions for Shane Myler. We'll talk about the Ninja Kids Time Masters video game in just a second.
And also, just so you know, my second oldest son, Ashton Myler, is here with me as well. So if you want to ask him some questions, he is all ears.
Ready to answer.
All right. I have one more question for your dad, Ashton, and that is it true that if some schmuck wants to start a bar fight with you, that you have to warn him ahead of time that you are a killing machine?
Well, laws change from place to place, so I'm not a legal expert, but I have heard that there are more stringent laws if you have training because you have more potential to hurt somebody, but whether you warn them or not isn't necessarily going to protect you in court if you hurt somebody, so it's not really going to be beneficial.
All right, let's talk about the game, and we have Ashton Myler with us, one of the ninja. First of all, Ashton, how cool is it that you're a ninja kid? I mean, come on.
That's a good question. It still doesn't feel real. I'm just waiting to wake up from this amazing dream. But while I'm still dreaming, I'm here to make the most of it and just dive in on all the opportunities that it's brought us.
Okay, so the game Ninja Kids Time Masters is a 3D action beat-em-up where players can play as Ninja Kids and save the world. The story is that the three greatest martial arts masters have been kidnapped, and Dr. Disaster and his henchmen have trapped them in different historical eras, too. So, Ashton, tell us a little bit about the gameplay here.
For the gameplay, you can play with all your friends as four-player local co-op. And there's a lot of cool bosses and cool power-ups that each character has. So it's fun just switching around who you want to be. And I personally love playing as myself. It doesn't even sound right. It just feels like a dream, as I said before. But there's lots of cool power-ups, and you can actually transform into like a ninja costume. So you get extra speed, extra power. And it's just a lot of fun. I really enjoy playing it.
What's it like when you maybe see somebody with a Ninja Kids glow-in-the-dark backpack, or maybe even someone playing with an Ashton posable plush?
I feel like it's the same answer for all of them. It just doesn't even feel real. It's such a great opportunity. And it's great motivation to just keep going and really inspire more people to get out and do something. Because it's cool if they have our action figures or our plushies, but the real goal behind it is for them to get out and be active and do something fun with their lives. If that's starting martial arts or gymnastics or going on a fun travel adventure, because that's the real goal behind our channel.
We're probably one of the few YouTubers that encourages people to watch less YouTube.
Well, you can't help but have, you know, 100,000 followers on IG and stuff, and I can tell by listening to your dad, Ashton, that he's going to keep all four of you with your feet firmly in the ground. But on the other hand, you want to have fun with it. Like, are you wearing your Ninja Star Zip hoodie as we speak?
I was when I was outside, but right now I am not.
And that's a good question for you too, Shane, because when kids get this type of fame, obviously they get a skewed sense of the world, and you have to let them know, you know, what the facts are, but you also want to let them be kids and have fun with it. So how do you sort of walk that knife edge?
You know, that's a good question. I've actually been thinking about that since I was a kid, because I grew up poor. And I didn't want to stay that way, but there were certain values that I learned by being poor and by having to have discipline. Well, I don't even know if it's discipline, because it's discipline if you can afford something, right? But if you can't, then it's a different type of lesson. But my intention was that I wouldn't be poor when I grow up. And so I thought, how am I going to teach my kids the lessons that I'm learning if I can't even relate to their life experiences growing up? So I haven't mastered that, but it is something that's constantly on my mind. And I've also looked at it on the other hand, is growing up poor is also kind of a skewed version of reality too, because everybody kind of has their own reality and their own experiences and their own challenges, regardless of how you grow up. So I've seen both perspectives, and I'm doing my best to keep my kids humble and share different perspectives with them and put them in those scenarios. We've been to Africa, and we spent a lot of time serving in villages where they have no electricity, or they live in literal stick huts. And just trying to share those experiences with my kids. And I know it's not the same, because they get to go back home to a comfy bed. But, you know, we're doing what we can.
Great stuff. And before we leave, I admire the guy, and she's not old enough yet, but that tries to date Peyton, because not only does she have a scary dad and three older brothers, she herself can handle herself as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, Peyton's awesome.
All right, everybody should check out the game Ninja Kids Time Masters. I said PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo Switch, and PC. You can choose from 4 playable characters. We know who they are. Enjoy 3 game modes. Challenge yourself. You'll go back through the Jurassic period to the future, and you will find and rescue the 3 martial arts masters. We've been speaking with Shane and Ashton Myler. Thanks a lot, you guys, and congrats on the game.
Hey, thanks for being awesome. And everybody go out, try out the game. It's a ton of fun.
All right, good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle, and we will take a quick break and come on back on Sports Byline USA.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. That's 800-433-0539. Paid for by Fix My Student Loans.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the program. It's time for the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I have one here from Chris. Chris wants passwords for Seek and Destroy on the PS2. Well, I do have some passwords that you can throw in to get some bonuses. If you want the Air Gatling gun, put in at the password screen GSA. S-I-N-R-I, Gassassinry, G-S-A-S-I-N-R-I. If you want the Bound Bomb, put in K-K-H-W-E-E-E-E. Once again, K-K-H-W-E-E-E-E. A couple more here. For 1,000 gold pieces, woo, K-W-N-O. H-I-R-O, K-W, no hero, K-W-N-O-H-I-R-O, and for the grand flag, Odd Gritro, that's right, Odd Gritro, put in O-D-G-R-I-T-R-O, and Seek and Destroy, there's your cheats. Thanks, Chris, and send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com as always. One more thing before we go. As I was looking closer at that Atari game station, which has all the Atari systems of the 70s and 80s and basically all the games, and you can get it from Amazon, I think, for like $105. And it's very tempting for video game enthusiasts like me, but there's something that I have found over the years is, surprise, surprise, those games don't hold up. I mean, they're fun, they're nostalgic, and it's better than nothing. But I think about some of the games I have now, and if I got that, would I sit down and play Adventure again? Would I play Asteroids again? Yeah, no, 5 minutes. But I would want to get back to what I'm more interested in now. So I kind of found that out when CD-ROMs came out and I got like all the Activision games. I'm like, oh my gosh, I could play Roundup and River Race. And then you start playing it and you're like, yeah, these are really old. I love them. I'll always love them. But it's just like, you got to get me at least to the 16-bit world before I'm going to be a little bit more interested in a game that's going to hold up. Thank you for listening to another live edition of the Video Game Review. We will do it again next week, same time. Until then, email me, rick@sportsbyline.com, and we'll see you next time.